take complete control. Let the dew of heaven fall on me.
Amen. Thank God. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 64. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful unto you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Lord, for the many blessings, Lord, you give us day by day. God, we ask you to strengthen us and guide us. Lord, lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Lord, bring us out of darkness into light. Lord, we may ever see and follow after your word. Lord, we ask you to bless everybody in the building, from the Sunday school classes, Lord, up to the sanctuary. Lord, touch our hearts, and that's what we read. Lord, we pray that you will let it become a part of us and give us strength. And just bless Brother Dale and touch him in a special way. Lord, that which you have given him, Lord, let our hearts be open to receive it and be blessed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God. In my prayer, preserve my life from the fear of the enemy.
Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the instruction of the workers of iniquity.
Who whet their tongue like a sword, who bend their bows to shoot the arrow, even bitter words. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune of living snares privately. They say, who shall see them?
They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both of the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep.
But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Amen. God bless you. Be seated.
Glory. And brothers, if you can get, you deserve the glory. Sing that on the board. Amen. We're going to leave that up, brother. Brother Joe, if you can get You Deserve the Glory, we'll sing that song.
You deserve the glory and the to worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor, oh, as we lift our hands to worship as we praise your
sing it with all our heart.
You deserve the glory as we lift our hands to worship, as we praise your holy name, you deserve the glory.
Yes, he deserves it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And all honor.
Worship him
as we praise your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you.
Sing that once more. Worship him this morning.
You deserve the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And all honor. Oh, as we lift our hands to worship, as we praise your holy name, you deserve the glory. To worship, as we praise your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. Like you.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. He deserves all the praise, all the glory. Amen. Let's turn around and shake each other's hand. Welcome each other back from Thanksgiving with maybe a couple more pounds. Amen. Looks a little bit more crowded in the room this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. We're going to sing 30, Higher Ground. We're pressing on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to see everyone back in God's house this morning.
I'm pressing on. Okay. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining. Oh, every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. Than I have found. Lord, plant my feet higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer is higher ground. Glory. Oh Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen.
I want to scale the
Most High and catch a gleam, oh, of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher grand glory. Oh, Lord, lift me up and let me sing by the living table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap this morning. Glory. Amen. We got to press. We got to scale. Amen. We got to keep praying until we get to the other side. Praise the Lord. You ready for the word this morning? Amen. Well, let's get our hearts ready. Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Dale comes out to bring us that word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Lord, I want to see you. To see you, oh Lord, I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, Lord, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. Oh, Lord, holy, 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 I want to see you.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Just take a look around. You can find him. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We're glad to have our visitors back there with us. And we always say when you come here one time, you're a visitor. Two times, you're part of us, because we don't have anything to join up or anything like that. We're just part of the body of Christ. So we appreciate our visitors coming and being with us. And amen. Remember now, by way of announcements, we will change this coming Wednesday back to Tuesday, if it's all right, for this week again, because it'll give us to where Wade and I don't have to miss services. Is that okay? So, all right, our services will be Tuesday this week. All right, now we'll get back on a regular going, but it'll be on Tuesday. And Brother Bob will be ministering. He's supposed to be okay back there. All right, he got the thumb. All right, so Brother Bob will be ministering for us in that. All right, remember that one. Remember that Brother Forney will be here preaching next Sunday, because Wade and I will be down in Kentucky somewhere in a service is there and all after we start on our way back home. But just remember, Brother Forney will be here with us. That'll be the 8th. We will not be having any Bible study on the Saturday falling, you know, this time because of us being gone and the different things happening. So, you know, just remember that. All right, trying to get all of my things. Okay, I think I'm right. Church dinner will be on the 15th, right, or 15th? That's the right date? Brother Mike Altig will be here ministering for us that service on the 15th, and we'll be having our Christmas time together of our dinner time and fellowship, okay? Then there's more coming, and more coming, so we'll just let them go till we get there, all right? Let's just pray and go right into the service. Father, we thank you for your grace and your love. Thank you for everything. Thank you that, Lord, you are God and you change not. And we ask you now that you would just be with us as we would attempt to speak about you, Lord, and that we would, Father, be able to deliver our heart to the people and help them to be able to receive what comes forth. Have your way, forgive our sins, lead us by thy grace, and keep us in your love. Remember the sick ones among us, and just reach down and touch Brother Al, Brother Dick, and Brother Collie there, Lord, touch him. Just keep bringing him on out of these. Brother Dale is doing marvelous, and we appreciate it. And Sister Mary, and we pray that you would just be with each one. Have your way now and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. We'll begin about verse 15. It says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, that's really the Mosque of Omar. All right? Standing in the holy place. It's in that position, the Mosque of Omar, as we call it. So then it's the abomination that maketh desolation. All right? Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountain. Let him which be on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the fields return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with suck, and to them that give suck with child, and them that give suck in the last days. All right, now, this is coming on down to, from the Mosque of Omar, coming down to Titus in AD 70. All right, we'll try to review that just a little bit, but that's actually what's taking place here. Is this is what happened in Titus in AD 70 when he come in and destroyed Jerusalem. That's why it was bad for them to be here. They couldn't be left. If it was left in the city, then they'd be destroyed. So they had to leave, okay? But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. See, get out of Jerusalem. Titus was coming. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, not ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Amen. Now we'll get to that in a minute. Who's this Christ? For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now we know they will not be able to, but it'd be very close. Amen. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. In other words, this great Christ, this Antichrist, this end time being, you know. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, coming right down to the last days, now here's the point. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we tried to pick up a little bit the last service and spoke just a little bit about anointed ones, but we want to make sure to see this and find out, because it says here, in the last days, it'd be false Christ. Now, false Christ. See, Matthew 24, it'd be false Christ. Don't go after them. They'll say they're here. They'll say they're there. They'll say they're there. Don't go after them. Amen. Because you'll get caught. And you'll be in the wrong place. All right? So as I was saying, this is when it comes down to the Mosque of Omar that was put into the place there of the temple. And then coming on down to Titus, when Titus came into Jerusalem and destroyed it in AD 70, see, you're fulfilling the scriptures of what is to take place. All right? It's not something hard to be understood. It's something that we must think about for a little bit. All right? See, in those things as it happened, but then we come on down to the very hour that we're living. Okay? And someone would come and say they're Christ. All right? Now, for someone to come today and get up and preach in the pulpits around America even and say that he's Jesus, well, now, there's some oddballs and twist-up points along the way that some will do that, but not a whole lot. They're not going to say that they're Jesus because that's just a little bit too much. But they'll be saying they are the Christ because Christ means the anointed one. All right, that's what your word Christ means, because that's who Jesus was. He was the Lord the Christ. He was the anointed God. He was God in human flesh. All right, all God was, he poured into Christ. See, pouring himself into that human flesh that we call Jesus, and he was called the Christ. All right, so then Christ means the anointed one. All right, he's putting in that place. So we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the Christ and being in the correct way because Christ is among us. Christ is that baptism of the Holy Ghost that you have in the new birth. That is the Christ. That's the Son of the living God coming and living in you, see, to make us to what we need to be. All right, so then it's the Christ. It's this age. This is the age of the fulfilling of all things. We would have to admit that we were down here at the end of all of it. If you don't, then go home, turn on the news, and look what's happening between the time you were in service here and an hour or so, and you go home and read what's happened, and you'll see the world is fastly falling apart. All right? And those things are taking place around the world. You'll see earthquakes in diverse places and all kind of things that we just read about, all of the masses of destruction is taking place in our day. All right? Well, see, then we're not to look at those things. A lot of people have taught, and I'm not throwing off on nobody, but they've taught, you know, that Russia is this, communism is this, and this is that or the other. But there's no scripture for communism or Russia coming to take over. That's just man's ideas. There's no scripture that teaches that. There is. I'd like to see it. You know, you can say, well, it's this, it's the king of that, it's, you know. But to remember, it's not that. It's got to be something religious.
Amen. Yeah.
If the word Christ means the anointed one, and if that we do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and believing him to be Almighty God, all right? See, then we're looking for something to be deceiving. Not just something to say this, you know. As I've always told you, my brother-in-law, he used to say that what he thought would be that great beast in the end time would be a great big King Kong walking across the earth, you know, going like, walking like that. I said, well, now, who's that going to deceive? I said, it might scare a lot of people, you know, and they decide to run, but it ain't going to deceive nobody. It's got to be something very religious. All right? See, that's why I'm referring to it as the Christ to get you to see. Looking for that Christ because there is just one little bit added to it and what it become in the last days is to be the Antichrist. Right? Instead of Christ, Antichrist. All right? See, and we've all looked and talked about, as I said, people say Russia, China, this, that, or the other. Some of those countries, they're the Antichrist. Well, we know they are the Antichrist because they're against Christ. But yet that still doesn't make them the Antichrist. All right? Because it tells us here that to be careful that these things can happen and it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. Now, that's how close it'll be. So it can't be some King Kong monster, some this, that, or the other, you know, looking for those things.
Right.
Don't get into that. Get into thinking about the Bible and looking at Jesus Christ and then seeing that it's got to be real close.
Amen.
It can't be a great big arch under somewhere and over there and deceive with it. It's got to be so close. See? All right? So in the last days now, it's to come to a possibility of being so close that it would deceive the very elect if possible. And like the prophet said one day, he said, frankly, get them tied up that he had to cut it short. You know, he may have to do some things because of the deception in the land today, because that's what people are believing. All right? Looking for the Antichrist when we've all just been brought right down through that thing, because Antichrist is anti-Jesus. So we know it's not Jesus that we're looking for. It's an Antichrist. It's an anointing. So now you look across the land and you see it everywhere that you have these great ministers and great things taking place. And some of you came through Pentecost and you saw the great things that happened back there and the anointings that would fall. And you see it today around the land of how the things are that way. But we got to be careful, because if it catches us in the wrong ranks, we're going to have problems. And the wrong ranks, to me, is what I'm talking about, is in the wrong position or thought. As my old saying is, if you're going to catch a bus, don't go down to the airport. You know, there might be one down there, but ain't no telling where you might get if you get on it. You know, go to the bus depot. All right, so what am I saying? What is my point? Go to the Word of God, study the Word of God, and see what the Word of God says about these things. Then as we see what it says, then we can follow that and see the day that we're living. Amen. And see right where we're at and why it's to be. See, don't worry about all of these great big things. Well, here comes Russia. Here, look, Russia, they're supposed to be down, but don't worry about it. Now, Russia will be used. Yes. No, come on. Russia will be used. The old buyer just went to sleep. See, don't worry about it. It'll come up there, and there'll be bombs falling every which way one of these days, because that's what they're building up. See, they just went undercover with it and went bankrupt, as we call it. And if they'd demanded payment of us at the same time that they demanded it of them, we would have went bankrupt. You know, but see, we can't do that, because we've got to be over in that Revelation 13. I don't want to get too much into that, but you get over to Revelation 13. See, the word 13th nation, you know, and different things. That's the United States. And who would have the power to control the world in a war outside of you and I mean America? See, America has the power to control those things, and that's why it's based on that. And that's why we are in that position and knowing it's standing there. All right. But thinking now what we're going to talk about, that the Bible said there would come false Christ. All right? Now, we've established the point of what now? Christ means the anointed one. All right? And see, then that's what we're looking for, something to that is in the anointing realm to deceive. You say, yeah, but brother, well, God won't let us be deceived. But you don't need to play too much with God either, because there's a lot in the Bible that is there, and it's because of the fact to try you and I, right? How about just reading a few scriptures? Let's get a little bit and just go through this morning, and then we'll get, we'll get to the last. Let's go to number two, brothers, on our scripture there of Joel 2. Let's just think about it. Says, it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. All right. Now, Joel is speaking of in a compound form. So think about it now. He's speaking of the coming of the day of Pentecost, when God poured out his spirit upon the people of that day, you know. All right. But it didn't finish that, because he said he poured out upon all flesh. See, it comes on down to a greater meaning. So it's in our day. Amen. Our day is to expect to see an Azusa Street fulfill that to the point of the spirit of God being poured out there on the day of Azusa Street in 1906 there in California, and that fulfilled that. But that's still not the finish, because he's going to pour it out upon all flesh. You mean God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh? Oh, yeah. He poured this morning. I woke up about 2 or 3 o'clock somewhere this morning. It was just raining like everything. I laid there. I said, thank you, Lord, for the rain. But you know what? I was thanking him for the rain because the pasture in front, you know, it needs the rain. Well, you know, everywhere else needed the rain. See, then he poured it out, not just on my pasture and just dumped the buckets, you know, and went out through the pasture and said, no, he poured it out on all of this area. No telling how far it went, northeast, south, and west of the rain coming, because it's poured out upon all. See? The same rain that brings forth your corn that you planted will also bring forth the briars and the thistles and the things in your garden that you've got to hoe out. Right? Because that's what it's doing. All right, but now listen. He said he'd pour out his spirit. When Azusa Street came into being, now some of you may not be familiar with that, but it's the beginning of Azusa Street was the beginning of Pentecost in the last days there on in California. All right. And you have a lot of Pentecostal people still left around the world who go with that and things. All right. But that's the point, that God poured out there on those people his spirit. Okay. Now, you have to be real careful with it when God is pouring out his spirit, because he would say, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. See? He doesn't make differences in his pouring out. He pours it out on all. All right. Now, that can be very deceiving. You say, yeah, but do you mean that God would pour out his spirit upon the false people? He pours it out on the briars, don't he? Don't he pour the rain on the briars? Don't he pour the thing? You say, yeah, but you sound like you're making God do something. Well, I am. I'm making him do what the Word said he does. All right. Let's just read something in the Word. Going over to number 4, brothers. We'll pick up Deuteronomy. And let's just see what God says about what he'll do in this day of the false Christ. Amen. And we'll get back to that in a minute and determine the... you got 4A, excuse me. All right. Now listen, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder. Now we're reading the Bible. This is what we're supposed to be based on, right? Amen. Scriptural. Amen. Like what? And the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Right. Now, are you listening? Amen. Signs and wonders to come to pass. Amen. Great things to happen. If there's anybody in the world today healed at whatsoever, healed of anything, God done the healing, right?
Right?
Amen. Right? Amen. Come on, then. See? Look, and thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet.
That's right.
What if he take you to another God?
Right. Amen.
Now look how easy it is. Christ, Antichrist.
Amen.
That's how close it is.
Amen.
Now come on. We'll get down to it in a minute, that God pours out his spirit on all. All right. See, then the anointing comes from God himself.
Amen. Sure.
Water. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you.
Amen.
Now listen, he proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul.
Amen.
Now he's going to pour out Things are going to happen, great signs and wonders, by somebody coming and giving you a sign. In other words, some preacher come in here and he says, we're going to roll about four caskets in here in a minute, and we got four proven to be dead people. And, you know, but I'm going to go down and I'm going to lay hands on them, and they're going to raise up from the dead. Well, that's good. I mean, you ought to rejoice.
Amen.
Sure. You know, instead of looking at me and wondering what's going on, you ought to be smiling. To think that God would do those things. And he can. All right. Now, but what if he takes you to another God? Now remember my point. Keep it in mind. Christ and Antichrist. Antichrist is so close to Christ until it's just that little point you just added. Was not that what happened in the Garden of Eden? Was it not there that Satan just added one word to Eve, and it caused all of this to break down? There's your beginning of your Antichrist, which Christ is the Word. Right? All right? See, then, are you following me, the point I'm trying to make? Somebody give you a great sign and wonder, and it come to pass. What are you going to do? Well, we got to believe that because this happened, that happened, and we've seen it. Three people raised from the dead. But what if they take you to another God?
Right. Amen. Right.
What if they try to teach you something wrong in the Word of God?
Uh-huh.
Now you got a problem.
Amen.
And God said, for the dreamer, for the Lord God proveth you.
Amen.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh. The three raises from the dead. What are you going to do? You going to fall down and worship that person? You going to declare that person to be of some great authority from God? They raised three from the dead. I'm plain language. Don't ask me to try it. Don't go in the wrong direction either, because we've seen the dead raised, so don't worry about that. You know, we've seen that, so don't worry about it. The man raised up from the dead.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. We've seen too much. All right. I'm not trying to do it that way. I'm trying to get you to think. Think about the day and the hour that we're living in, a deception that's in the land today, and the things about the religious world of Christianity, and how that there's 900 or more different denominations out of one Bible.
Amen. Yep, that's right.
Right? Out of one Bible, there's 900 and something different interpretations. Right? Not throwing no stones, because he who lives in the glass house, he better be careful. He don't want to throw stones if he lives in the glass house. What do you mean? I mean, we don't throw off on nobody. We just try to tell it like it is. Then just talking like it is in plain language. All right? The three raises from the dead. What are you going to do? See? If he takes you to another God, are you going to follow his teaching? Because remember one thing, we're talking about Christ.
Amen.
Remember a man in the Old Testament called Balaam?
Yep.
You remember him? Balaam could do all things that Moses and him could do. There's nothing wrong with his anointing. He even prophesied about the coming of the Lord. Balaam.
Yep, right.
Well, nothing wrong with the prophecy, because he couldn't prophesy something contrary to the word of God and be God's prophet.
Right.
And he was God's prophet.
Yep.
You see, yeah, but he was false. And all that was made false when he stood up before Moses and them and showed, or Elijah, and then you come on down with all the other stories.
Right.
Then he becomes and shows forth and proves he's what he is.
Right.
But just remember, he was a prophet.
Amen.
And what he prophesied is written in God's word.
Amen. Right.
But yet his teaching.
Amen.
His teaching was what was wrong.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He taught the children of Israel to do things that was wrong. Read your Bible.
Amen.
And as in doing those things, he he took Israel to destruction.
Amen.
But yet what he said was the truth.
Amen.
There's your anointed ones. See? Balaam could not say something wrong by the Spirit. Now, he could do it by his own self and teach the people wrong, and he did.
Right.
But yet, in the Holy Spirit, if it spoke, Balaam had to speak what the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How about, is it Caiaphas, the one that was the high priest, when Jesus was there? And Caiaphas prophesied and said it was necessary that one die for the sins of the people?
Yep.
That was the anointing of the Holy Ghost on Caiaphas, and he was the guy that put Jesus on the cross.
Amen.
Come on. Read your Bible.
Right.
He was the guy that put him on the cross.
Yep. Right.
Declared it and sent him forth. But he'd already prophesied it was necessary that one die for the sins of the people. Because
right.
if not, they were going to have an uprising, an insurrection was going to take place. So Caiaphas was trying to solve it.
Right.
And he prophesied the very thing that would be happen, that they'd take Jesus out and crucify him, and they would not have an insurrection of the, you know, in the land.
Right.
See, the Christ. And Caiaphas couldn't, under that anointing, now he could go out and do wrong and make the thing, but under that anointing of the Holy Spirit, he could not say nothing except what God said.
Amen.
Come on, go back to Balaam when he was told, you know, go ahead and do this. He said, I'll go, but said, I can only tell you what God tells me. Read your Bible. I can only do what God says for me to do. He was straight about it. He knew what he was doing that way. See, because that anointing was on him. Huh? And see, you say, you mean that the Holy Spirit can be on somebody that's wrong like that? I'll remind you of one thing. In the Old Testament, there was not anybody born again.
Right. Amen.
Oh, wait a minute now. What do you mean? There was nobody born again in the Old Testament.
No,
Jesus Christ had to come and die to give his life, to
Amen.
Be able to release it, to be able to save people.
Amen.
There was nobody in the Old Testament saved under the basis of what we talk about salvation.
Amen.
They didn't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. They rejected all of it down through there.
Amen.
But you see the point? Anointed ones. See? How are you going to know the difference? Now remember, we just read where God would send these among us to try us. You want to read it again? That God would send this among us to try us.
Amen.
Right. They got these things, they call them now deprogramming. You know, they got you, you're programmed this way, then they take you and deprogram you. Well, that don't work too good with me. Because they'd have trouble finding my brain to be able to program it. But, you know. But listen, church. What I'm trying to get you to see, that we read there in Matthew 24:24, that in the last days there would be false Christ.
Amen.
False Christ. It would be anointed people. Right? Christ. Anointed people. You see them in the land today. Look all across the land. I'm just telling you, you got a mind. You've been using it. You know who's about there preaching and what's taking place. You know Benny Hinn walked off the platform one day and walked right out in the congregation, turned and walked back. We're not denying the truth of what has happened. See, because the anointing is here. It's poured out. It's anointing. It's the Christ poured out. It's him to bring forth.
Amen.
But he wants to try his people.
Amen.
The prophet said it like this one day. He said he wants to prove that this bride won't fail like Eve did.
Amen.
The Eve took Satan's word. Just changed one word.
Right.
He just said, you shall not. And she took that. And it created all the havoc that we have in the world, all the troubles. It's because of the fall in the garden. How close is it to us then? Yes, but Brother Dale, I know the Spirit of God. I can just feel it. You do? You know it? Because you can just feel it. Well, what if it don't speak according to the Word? Right? What if it takes you to another God? You got to admit that the Trinity doctrine, the God in three persons, blessed Trinity, co-equal and co-eternals and things like that, has deceived the religious world and brought it into their ranks. Brought it to their own people. Because there's no such thing as a Trinity in the Bible. Show it to me. Show me the word Trinity in the Bible. It's not there. That was taken, and I can show you even in your, we don't need the encyclopedias anymore, okay? See, I used to say I can take your, because I got a piece in my Bible here, that I can show you where all the water baptisms and things was changed by the Catholic Church. Right. We don't need no, don't need nothing on that paperwork no more. Type it in your cell phone right now. Type in Trinity in your cell phone, and you'll see where it comes up and where it come from. Right? It was established by the Catholic Church, starting off at 325 A.D. at the First Nicene Council. What are you saying that for? I'm saying it to show you what we're talking about. If they take you to another God, they take you to another teaching or another doctrine or another point. You got to stay with the Word. So that's what all I ask. Show me in the Bible where anybody was ever baptized, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I got away from saying what I used to say, because I used to say, I'll give you $10,000 if you'll come show it to me. But they got so many perversions today, till, you know, they got the languages perverted, they got all these things perverted. You better be careful, I guess, what we say. But I'm just saying plain language, come show me the word Trinity in the Bible. Show me three gods in the Bible.
Amen.
What's the first commandment?
Amen.
Behold, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one.
Amen.
There's never been but one God taught in the Bible.
Amen.
And anybody teaching anything outside of that is an antichrist, anti-teaching. And that's the point of what I'm getting at. Deuteronomy says, there's one there, it's in back over in Deuteronomy, says if a prophet give you a sign that come to pass, you're supposed to follow the prophet. That's Bible. Right? But now here comes the understanding of what? If he takes you to another God, another teaching. Like I said, there was nothing wrong with the anointing of Balaam. I remember the prophet talking about him one day, and he said, to be a prophet in Israel meant a lot. You realize that I'm not a prophet in Lula. No problem. I'm not supposed to be. All right? You say, what are you talking about? Don't tell me to bring signs and wonders of a prophet because I'm not in that class. Yet God has used us and done things. But my point is what? Is that anointing that's on you, what is it? Remember, Satan can pass out supernatural gifts every day of his doing. So don't put it on gifts. Don't say, well, Brother Dale, I know. So you say, well, I spoke in tongues. I shouted, I cried. They do it at the ball game. Whole lot more than we do. Right? They shout all over the place until they just go haywire. They never did like me. I told them at Dorval one day, I said, how come all of y'all with this ball game stuff and all this ball game stuff? I said, cheapest game you've ever heard is football. And one guy, you know, what do you mean cheapest game? I said, the Falcons alone is worth billions of dollars. I said, will you answer me one question? I said, when they start the game, what do? Three or four guys gets on one side, three or four gets on the other side. The ump gets in the middle. He takes out a quarter and he thumps the quarter up in the air to see whether it lands on heads or tail. And the rest of the game, they're hollering what? Get the quarterback. You get it? Rest of the game, they're hollering, get the quarterback. Well, if you can't afford to lose a quarter. Now, don't tell me how many billions you were. Sorry about that. A little something to break the dead feeling off of you. Get you from to smiling instead of frowning because you're wondering what I'm doing. What I'm doing is one thing. I'm trying to tell you one thing for sure. The Bible's right. Right? And it says in the last days there would be false Christ. The anointing, now let's get to this serious part. The anointing of Satan is great. He can pass out gifts and do things of his own. Remember, the Bible called him the anointed cherub that stood beside the Lord. Come on. It was the anointed cherub. He stood right beside the Lord. In other words, he was God's right-hand man. Amen. Until he fell. What? But you see, the main thing is to get what... We want a few minutes to just talk about this. That it said there'd be false Christ. All right? Now, was Balaam false? No. He was a genuine prophet. Until he faced Elijah and them, he was a genuine prophet. Until he faced the Word. He was right in all the other things. Even his prophecy was right because he spoke of the coming of the Lord in the last days. Right? Look how wonderful. Look at Moses with all the things that he could do. Was he not anointed? Is that true? Amen. Moses was anointed. But Balaam was anointed. Amen. You can't go by the anointing of what you think about of the feelings and the things like that. You can't go by one thing but the Word of God. Amen. Yeah, but I felt it. I know I've got the Holy Ghost. I felt it. No. Was the Word made alive to you? What about it? See, the only way you'll ever know the difference in the Christ and the Antichrist is by the Word. Check them out by the Word. What are you supposed to do? I know what old Pentecostals used to say, you know, they get and look each other in the face, you know, and I'm discerning your spirit. Well, that ain't no discerning no spirit because that don't work. But just try somebody by the Word. You see, I just flopped it out now. To try the congregation. To see whether you believe the Word of God or not. Do you believe in one true and living God? And Jesus being His name? Because if you don't, you're Antichrist. Now I just flopped it out. But let's see you come and take the Word of God and explain it of the Christ. Because that Christ is the genuine. Amen. It's genuine. It's the Christ. It's the anointed one. He was the anointed one that was anointed with the anointing, right? Because he was the Lord, the Christ, the Bible says. Amen. But what about me and you? You realize that baptism of the Holy Ghost that you received to give you the new birth, putting you in the body of Christ, makes you the Christ?
Amen.
Come on, it makes you a child of God.
Amen.
Makes you the Christ. All right? And see, by being the Christ, then we have within us the very life of Christ. And no wonder Paul could say, the life that I now live in thee flesh, I live by the faith of thee, Son of God.
Amen.
Because he knew what was inside of him.
Amen.
See? Can we be deceived? The real true bride can never be deceived to the point of being lost.
Right.
No. That won't work. You can't put it that way because you'd make him giving you eternal life and taking it away.
Yeah.
No. All right. But the Christ, the anointed one, comes and lives in you and I in the new birth. And we become little Messiahs, right? He's the Messiah. We're the Messiahs. We're his children, right? So think about it. Think about this Christ. And remember, the anointing that was on Balaam was genuine. The anointing that was upon Caiaphas was genuine. It was not the devil's anointing. It was a true, genuine Holy Spirit. Now we're stepping up a lot, so you've got to think a little bit with me. Satan can do a lot of things, but he can't be the Holy Ghost. He can pass out gifts, he can do all things, but he cannot be the anointed Christ. He can't be. Now remember what we brought out the other day, and this will be for later in the message. Just remember, anointed ones they are not sealed in the body of Christ. Only born-again believers are sealed into the body of Christ. The difference between just being anointed of the Holy Spirit. See, that's why Balaam could be anointed of the Holy Spirit and go out and do all the things wrong. Caiaphas could declare Jesus Christ to be and have him killed. But yet he was, the anointing was right. See, it's not the fact that you are an anointed one that makes you saved. Oh. We just said something, didn't we? And now you're going to have to explain it. Anointed ones are not sealed in the body of Christ. Because the anointing is on your spirit. We'll get back to that later. I don't want to get into it and type much, okay? But think about it. Anointed ones. We say, oh, glory, isn't it something that I feel the Spirit of God? That's wonderful.
Sure.
We should. We should be happy. We should rejoice.
Amen.
Right? But just remember, you can feel every bit of that and still not be right. You can feel every bit of those things and still not be right. But what? How do you tell the difference? By the Word.
Amen.
By the Word.
Amen.
Right? So what do we try each other by? By the Word.
Amen.
What you should be trying me today is by whether or not I'm staying with the Word. And if I'm not, you come show me where I'm off. That's as plain as I can be. I'm open. Because, see, I'm not trying to be some kind of a Christ to lead you to an idea or a thought. I'm trying to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to lead you to the Word.
Amen.
And then let you decide yourself.
Amen.
Remember, it's left up to you whether or not it's the truth. Not left up to me. It's not left up to where we could raise the dead. It's not left up to where that this could happen and that could happen. Because we just read it in Deuteronomy. What if God lets that happen?
Yep.
He's doing it to try us, to see who we are,
Amen.
To see if we'll stay with his Word.
Amen.
Where was Eve off at? Word. One word.
Amen.
He turned down the Word. You just think about those Pharisees and Sadducees standing there before the Lord Jesus Christ, which was, according to John 1:14, I believe it is, that he was the Word made flesh. And they crucified him. Right? They killed the very Christ that they claimed that they were serving and claiming him to be. They couldn't argue with him. Who was it? Nicodemus. He said, we know that you're a teacher come from God. We know but nobody can do the things you do. Read your Bible. He said nobody can do the things you do without God being with him. But yet when he just said, you must be born again, Nicodemus just fell backwards and said, I don't understand you. You mean I got to go back to my mother's womb, come back out of my mother's womb, you know, to be born again? Jesus said, if I speak to you of heavenly things or earthly things, and how can you do it? He said, you can't understand heavenly. Nicodemus wanted to talk to God. He came to him to see him and talk with him. But yet he turned down the word. Because he admitted the anointing was right. Come on. What is it to be then according to Matthew 24:24? That in the last days it be Christ. False Christ. The anointing is not false. We'll get this for a second and then we'll quit. The anointing that's on Balaam was not false. It was a genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. The same anointing that was on Balaam was on Elijah. That anointing is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the new birth through us. It's what we need. We don't need just to be anointed of some spirit. We need the birth of that spirit within our hearts. See, those Old Testament saints, they couldn't go no further than the point of just having a point of believing in it and being anointed to that because Jesus Christ had not come and died in their stead. But that's no excuse now for me and you. Are we just anointed ones? Well, Brother Gary Atkins used to say it like this. He said, Brother Dale, he said, me and you are not too much anointed, are we? I said, I have to agree with you. What's your point? You mean the devil and his children can outshine the bride of Christ? It's getting pretty close. But you see, now here's the point. We'll get to the anointed ones, as I said, they're not sealed in the body. They're just anointed on their spirit. Amen. We'll get back to that later. They're just anointed on their spirit because you're a body, spirit, soul. You're a three-rim person of whatever you are, see. You know, you got these parts that works for this and what works with it. Body, see, taste, feel, smell in here. And then spirit, memory, reason, conscience, affections, and things like that working. But that inside of you, there's a soul that's in the man, which is not in the animal. That's why the animal cannot be a living soul. God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living soul. He didn't breathe into the animals and let them become a living soul. No, he just breathed life. He gave them life. That's the difference in a dog and a human being. A human being has a soul. Whereas a dog or a cat or something, it's just a life. Not a soul. The soul is your being of who you are. All right? See, I don't want to be anointed in my spirit. I want that to be genuine. Anointing on your spirit is no different than anointing on any anointed. That's the point I'm getting. It doesn't matter whether you're a born-again Christian or a non-born-again Christian. The anointing is the same.
Amen. That's right.
It's anointing on your spirit.
Amen.
Right? It's anointed in that spirit realm to do and to worship and to rejoice and have a great time of serving God in that spirit realm. But if that's all we do, then we're no different than Balaam and Caiaphas or anybody else. And really, we're not much better than a dog. Because a dog won't go out here and kill like humans do. But now listen. Anointed ones is what the Scripture calls them. It calls them false Christ because of something being wrong with that person. and what is wrong. What was wrong with Balaam? His doctrine. What was wrong with Caiaphas? His doctrine. All the rest of it was great lying. You think Caiaphas didn't believe in God? You think he didn't believe in the anointing? Think he didn't believe in all of the great things? But by believing in all of that, put him in a dangerous position. Because we got to go further than just an anointing. Well, Brother Dale, I'm satisfied with the anointing. You seem to like this. You don't like, hey, don't talk to me about anointings, okay? I've been around too long. I've seen God. I've seen the dead raised. I've smelt God, been in His presence and things. So don't talk to me about those things. It's done too late. I'm sorry. You want to talk to me? Come and talk to him about the Word. Amen. Just remember, before you forget it, you say, will God permit these things to happen to try us? Yes. Amen. He will permit us to be tried. The Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, wasn't tried as we are. No, he was tried. See? He wasn't put in no special cubicle or a spot and moved out and said he just stays there. He's done. No, he was fighting all of his whole life. He was fighting the whole time he was here. No. It cost him his life. But you see, anointed ones is the genuine, if we'll get back to it into the message, we'll go on. Anointed ones is a genuine anointing on your spirit. Yes. Right. Amen. And you're still not born again. That's hard. Maybe stumbling to some, but just don't stumble. Just think about it and come back and let's talk about it. Because right. That anointing can be on your spirit. And you can shout, speak in tongues, glory, hallelujah, and do all kind of things. Amen. Great things can take place. And it's the anointing on your spirit. Amen. It's the anointing just on your spirit. Doesn't mean you're born again. Brother Brown said you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every day of your life and die and go to hell.
That's right. Amen.
Do we believe that?
Amen.
You better start thinking about the anointed ones if there's some statements in there that he's made that we're going to claim to be the truth. Think on these things. Anointed ones. That even that anointing is true. But yet the person can be false. Right? The very person themselves can be false. An anointing to be true. Think on these things. Come on, musicians. I want you to just be concerned enough to think on yourself. Is that anointing on me? When Brother Dale was talking to our men ago, he made a statement. And I still keep making that statement. The same anointing that anoints anybody else anoints you. There's not but one anointing. That's why the anointing is genuine. The teaching can be false. And being false, then it proves what we are, because we'll decide whether or not we accept the Word. Can we say truly the Word is the Word and say this is it? Anointed ones. We can just be anointed with on our spirit and not be born again Christians. But don't forget this statement. Anointed ones are not sealed in. Anointed ones that just like anointing with that don't seal you in the body of Christ. That anoints your spirit. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is what seals us in. And that's in the soul. That's not in your spirit. yet it can be so close.
Amen.
What do we do with it? We have to judge it by the word.
Amen.
All right, go back for a second. What if he comes and he gives you a sign and it comes to pass, and he takes you to another God? Don't believe him. He takes you to another doctrine, another idea that's contrary to the word of God. Don't believe it. Because he said, I have sent this among you to try you, to see whether or not you'll stay with the word.
Amen.
False Christ. The anointing is not false.
No.
Amen. It can be the genuine Holy Ghost himself.
Amen.
Can't be false. Do we want to call it false anointed ones? The anointing's not false. The anointing is genuine.
Amen.
But the person will be determined by what to do with the word. Let's stand together. What do we got, brother?
Heavenly Father,
I appreciate you. How about it? Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Just anointed. Yeah, but Brother Dale, I love God. I love to come to church. I do. Anointed ones. Remember, way this afternoon, the service, and let's just come on, Sister Barbara. Excuse me. You're a comfort to me. That by your stripes, this one is healed. We join together to put our prayers together as thanking you. Just make it manifest. Let everything come forth now. It'll be all right. We believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, just sing it to one another as you're dismissed. Amen.